Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hardline Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives rejected Kevin McCarthy's speakership bid for a 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th time on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
No member-elect having received a majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
No speaker election has been this drawn out since the dysfunctional era leading up to the U.S. Civil War in the mid-1800s.
McCarthy
failed to secure the backing of 218 lawmakers needed to succeed Democrat Nancy Pelosi as speaker. Without a leader, the House remains frozen, unable to even swear in newly elected members, let alone hold hearings, consider legislation, or scrutinize Biden and his administration.
Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. The Russian military alleged Friday Ukrainian forces continued to shell its positions despite a ceasefire that Kyiv never agreed to.
Несмотря на соблюдение сегодня 6 января,
Russia's defense ministry said its forces returned fire to suppress the attacks, although it wasn't entirely clear from the statement whether the attacks and the return of the fire took place before or after the ceasefire took effect. A spokesman reported multiple attacks in eastern Donetsk, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia regions. It was not possible to verify the claims. Mexico's defense minister said on Friday 19 suspected gang members and 10 military personnel died during events surrounding the arrest of Mexican drug cartel leader Ovidio Guzman in the northern state of Sinaloa. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. With COVID hit China just days away from reopening to the world beginning Sunday, businesses in the Bali region say they are gearing up to welcome back Chinese tourists. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
On Sunday, COVID hit China will be reopening to the world, a move that promises to unleash a wave of travelers after 3 years of strict curbs at home. Southeast Asia is set to be the leading beneficiary because the region steered clear of imposing COVID tests before entry. Many of its economies rely on tourism, with Chinese formerly making up the bulk of visitors. Australia, Britain, India, Japan, and the United States are among the nations that require a negative COVID test from inbound Chinese. But Southeast Asian countries will treat Chinese arrivals like any others.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Despite a strict embargo, Prince Harry's much-anticipated memoir has appeared in Spain's bookshops days before its release date, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In the ghost-written memoir, Prince Harry says his brother William physically attacked him during a huge argument, one of many startling allegations. The book and its title exposes painful, intimate, and in some cases contested details about the lives of Harry and other members of the royal family. It includes Harry's assertion that he killed around 25 people in 2012 as part of Britain's military campaign against the Taliban. He said he felt neither pride nor shame about his actions, and in the heat of battle, regarded enemy combatants as pieces being removed from a chessboard. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American football player Damar Hamlin's agent says the Buffalo Bills player is breathing on his own and able to talk after having his breathing tube removed. It comes 4 days after he went into cardiac arrest and was resuscitated on the field. The agent was unable to provide any other details. The development was first reported by The Athletic. The 24-year-old Hamlin was listed Thursday in critical condition in the intensive care unit of the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. The Kilauea volcano in Hawaii began erupting on Thursday, the U.S. Geological Service said. Its volcano alert level was raised to red after an evaluation of the eruption and associated hazards. USGS said the volcanic gas, which consists of sulfur dioxide and other gases, could produce a visible haze of volcanic smog known as VOG. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.